Blog Talk Radio.
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties. Says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
Fat on a rough road, riding high.
You didn't build that.
Through the mountains, climbing, twisting, turning, further from my home.
Shut up your mouth, Mr. Obama. Shut up your mouth, Mr. Obama.
Be young, like a new moon rising, fierce.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we have 993 days, 14 hours, 57 minutes, and 14 seconds left of this Obama nightmare. But until then, we must, and I repeat, we must remain dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. Now, remember, shipmates, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. You want to be a part of the program today? Don't be shy. 646-716-7978. Or you can join the captain's chat room. And you know it as well as I do. As long as there's one stinking liberal on planet frickin' Earth, it's a very, 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 very busy news day. Well, again, today is absolutely no exception. And there is a growing number of people that are just desperate to take away your freedom. So we must lift our jib and get this freedom ship underway. All righty now, we are officially underway and headed out to sea. Those who make shift colors. Okay, before we get into anything today, again, I must remind you of the rally in New York City for Justina Pelletier. It is sponsored by the Mind Freedom Organization to protest the American Psychiatric Association. These are the people that are stealing your children when you take them in because they've got a bellyache. And you disagree with the doctor, which is not only your right, but your responsibility as a parent. Well, they don't like that. Not only that, they love the fact that the more kids that they put into this DCF program, the welfare, put them into these foster homes, well, the more money they get. They're taking money from you to steal your children. You are paying for them to steal your children. And that is what's going on. And it's not just in Boston. It's not just in Massachusetts. It's in every freaking state. This is a nationwide problem, and it's big, starting with the Health and Human Services and goes all the way down to the social worker. Everybody's included, judges, politicians, including governors, staff members, attorneys, other lawyers, doctors, psychiatrists, you name it. It's all right there. So if you can make it to New York City, May 4th, this Sunday, just a few days away, a couple of days away, today's Friday. Good God, where did the time go? Well, this Sunday, May 4th, 12 p.m., 34th and 11th Avenue across from the Jacob Javits Center. Well, I went to the city yesterday to me and my buddy. We wanted to test out his equipment. Well, I don't know what kind of equipment it was and this and that and all this stuff. He didn't know. We couldn't figure it out. So I won't be able to do a live broadcast for that, but we are going to be doing some other things in the city that are just as important. Everything is important. Look, if it's important, it's important. There's no such thing as more important. I'm sorry. If it's important, it's important. What they're doing to Justina Pelletier and literally thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of children, is just as important as what's happening with Benghazi, Fast and Furious, the IRS, everything. Because this all goes down to, this all is all bundled up into one. And again, this goes to the emasculation of America, and that's what they're doing. I've got a list here of how many generals were fired off of this president just in the last few years. George Bush, under both terms, fired two. Two in 8 years. This man has fired, well, what the hell is it? Just Navy. I don't know what he's doing to my beloved Navy, but I am not happy. You leave my Navy alone. You got that, Mr. Satoru? Where is that list here? 157. 157 Air Force majors. 157 Air Force majors. Well, there's countless. I'm looking at this list. My God. You can find this list on redflagnews.com. Look it up. You'll be able to find it and read all the names of all these people that have been fired. For what? Well, he's bucking up for something. I don't know what the hell this president's bucking up for. But he's firing generals and firing admirals and firing other officers in all services. So he puts the right amount of people. This is what Arab nations do, third world countries do, South America countries, banana republic countries. That's what they do. That's not what the United States of America does. Well, he's doing it. What he's bucking up for, I don't know. But it seems to be something big, especially when the post office now is buying up gobs and gobs and gobs of weaponry. Well, hopefully that politician there, that representative, I think it's in Utah or Idaho, doesn't matter where it is, all of the representatives in Congress should be saying no. That these government agencies need their own commando squadron, their own Delta Force? No, 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 no. You've got a desk job. You don't get a badge and a gun. You don't shoot anybody. You don't arrest anybody. No, you push paper and you get a computer and a calculator. And if you're with the EPA, you get a test tube and a clipboard. That's it. You go test the water and you record it. You don't get a badge and a gun. You understand? You don't make policy. You make recommendations. That's how it's done. Raquel Oike, or Oikyai, I keep pronouncing her name wrong, and I apologize. I don't mean to. I'm just terrible with names. There's nothing I can do about it. But she plans on calling in this morning. She's got a new article coming out. Maybe she's got some good news, and this little girl can finally come home. But once she comes home, what about all the thousands and quite possibly hundreds of thousands of other children? See, I don't want just Justina coming home. No, 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 no. I want them all coming home. Look, if the parents are beating the kids and there's actual physical evidence of abuse, okay, fine. I don't have a problem with that. But if you're going to take these kids under foster care, look, you're going to have to take care of them, and they don't. I'm sorry, but there is a rampant problem with these DCFs of not taking care of their kids. They're abused by the other kids. They're abused by the foster parents. They're abused by the system. Left in rooms alone? Justina Pelletier was locked in a psych ward, a room by herself, locked, no communication with anybody. for over 9 months. How is that not abuse? No medical attention? No human contact? Nobody coming explaining to her what the hell is happening? And 14 years old? Look, I think the only thing that's keeping this girl alive is her mind. And she has got one hell of a strong mind, and good for her. I just hope she can. I just hope her mind can keep her alive before she's dies in their facility. I was going to say under their care, but they're not giving her any care. Throwing somebody, locking up a 14-year-old girl in a psych room by herself. How is that care? It's not care. Well, if you can make it to New York City, 34th and 11th across from the Jacob Javits Center this Sunday, make sure you show up and be as loud as you possibly can. Bring your signs, do whatever you got to do. But get there. And it should, right now, of all the information that I have been privy to, that I have been getting from all these people that are organizing this and part of it, it looks like it's going to be a very big crowd, which is good, and it needs to be bigger. If it were up to me, it should be every single American, but obviously not every single American can make it to New York City, nor can every single American fit in New York City. But the point is, if you can get down to New York City, get down there. This could be your child in that same room where Justina Pelletier is. Could be your child next. The next time you take your child into the hospital, make damn sure you don't say anything, because they can take your words and twist them and turn them into any goddamn thing that they want to. And they do. There is evidence. It's not apparent. It's obvious. These are facts. These are not opinions. These are facts. I know liberals, they don't know the difference between the two. But according to them, they have all the facts. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, you have nothing. Shut up. Well, before Raquel gets in here, I'm going to start covering some things. And we've got a lot of stuff actually to cover. I didn't get into the Benghazi mess yesterday. Well, today is even worse. I mean, the amount of how these people can lie, the way that they're lying, and knowing full well that the American people know that they're lying, just doesn't make any sense to me at all. I don't get it. But now the White House now is monitoring reporters' tweets. Goddamn tweets, enough with these tweets. Does our whole life have to live in Twitter? Can we get out of Twitter, please? Can we please get out of Twitter? I'm sick of these tweets. And first of all, who cares? If somebody's going to send a tweet, that's their tweet. That's their, again, I know. I'm such a pest. I'm such a pest with this Constitution business of mine. And I keep quoting it, and I keep reading it. I know, I'm a pest. Well, I'm going to keep being a pest. But we do have a thing called the First Amendment, which means people have the right to speak their mind. Whether you like it or not, you can hate it. You can hate every damn word that they say, but you have to love the fact that they have the right to say it. And that's what's missing in this country. I'm sick. Look, I don't care what other people say. Look, I can hate it, and I do hate it. And I do criticize people for saying the things that they say. I do it every day, and I'm going to do it again today. And I got a lot of criticism on a lot of things that a lot of people say, including that goddamn stupid Nancy Pelosi, my Lord in sweet blue heaven. Is there anybody in her family that can talk to her, say, sweetie, I'm tired of you embarrassing me with your stupidity. Could you please shut up? Well, they're probably just as bad. They have to be. Look, I'm sorry. If my mother was to be that stupid, I wouldn't have any trouble at all saying, Mom, zip it. Zip the lip, Mom. Enough is enough. Shut it. But nobody in her family wants to do it, so they've all got to think the same way. They're all criminals, every damn one of these people. Nancy Pelosi has made billions after coming into, and her husband gets all these contracts and gets all this and gets all that. She makes sure that the laws are written just a certain way, and all these regulations are written just a certain way. They all do it, so they all can make money. Look, I'm sorry, but I'm one of these people that I don't believe that any member of Congress should have any other income other than what the taxpayers pay them, their salary. After you get out of Congress, you want to make yourself billions of dollars? That's fine. Knock yourself out. But when you're in Congress, you should not be able to use the law to your benefit. The law is for everybody's benefit, not just yours. But a 24-year-old White House official, a 24-year-old snot-nosed little brat, and that's exactly who she is. Her name is Jessica Allen. Okay, you're 24 years old? Shut up. Well, what she does, she flags the tweets from reporters that the White House may disagree with. Well, the White House disagrees with everything. Well, she monitors the social media platform for tweets and pushes a narrative contrary to the White House agenda. Well, I'm going to go ahead and say the majority of America is pushing a narrative contrary to the White House's agenda. I mean, I'm just going to put my money down on that. I think we're at the point now where at least over 50%, at least, it's got to be much higher than that. I'm going to go ahead and say 60, 65%. The rest are diehard liberals that have no idea. They have no clue. They don't need to have a clue. Republicans are racist and they're haters, and they'll never vote for them regardless. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the facts are. It doesn't matter what the evidence is. It doesn't matter what anything is. They've been brainwashed to the point where they can't be fixed. So then she flags these racist tweets, I guess you might say, and sends them up through the communications ladder. Yeah. It goes all the way up to Obama's top aides, including the chief of staff, Dennis McDonough. He's a creep. Why would the chief of staff, first of all, the chief of staff of the president should not be farting around with press corps tweets. He shouldn't even be reading tweets. What the hell's he doing? And they got another White House counsel that goes to her, Kathy Ruemmler, or whoever she is. And, of course, it goes to Jay Carney. He's got to know. He's got to know who those reporters are that he talks to every day. Senior advisor and frequent media personality Dan Pfeiffer. Now, if you don't know who this guy is, look him up. I mean, you want to talk about just, and this guy we're going to play again today, this little kid, this child is up there, and he was in the Situation Room. And we now know it's evident that Obama was not in the Situation Room during Benghazi. We knew it. You knew it. I knew it. We all knew it. We're not stupid. We know what he was doing. He was upstairs eating dinner with Michelle. He can't be bothered. Can't be bothered with all these military operations and Americans being attacked. He doesn't have time for that. Plus, he's got to go to bed early, man. He's got a long flight the next day. He's got to go from Washington, D.C. all the way to Las Vegas for a fundraiser. Now, the man needs his rest. Well, this article goes on to say reporters who regularly cover Obama have become familiar with seemingly out-of-the-blue emails or telephone calls from officials who they take issue with their little tweets. Imagine that. You send out a tweet, you're doing your job, reporting whatever you're reporting, doing whatever it is that you're doing, and then you get a White House staff to call you up and chastise you, and they do. They scream and they cuss. These are not nice people. They don't call you up and say, oh, you know that little tweet? Yeah, well, it's not exactly true, and could you stop, please? No, no, it ain't anything like that. They make the CBS correspondent Mark Noller says that he had a he's had a few rockets from Carney, what he called them, rockets, where he called him up and screamed him out and made him edit the tweet or the entire story itself. First of all, that's not your job as a reporter. No, you don't do that. You report the facts. And if you're talking about somebody who's done something wrong, you don't edit that. Because if you edit the news that way, and you don't give all the news, you're lying. That's a lie. That's not what the news is for. These reporters don't seem to understand their job. Maybe it's the way they're taught in journalism school, which I believe that's where the problem is. Your job is to simply report the facts. That's it. Whatever issue that you're covering has nothing to do with you. You are just simply the reporter. You are not part of the story. That's one thing that these reporters need to figure out. They're not part of the story. It's not about them. And same with this administration. They need to understand something. It's not about them. It's about the news. Who cares how the administration looks? It's not about that. How the American people look. That's where the focus should be, but it's not. Well, many reporters who cover the White House, they apparently are hearing regularly now from these White House officials. It's like a daily basis. So now, isn't that intimidation? Isn't that, wait a minute, now let's read this again. I know, again, I'm being a pest with this First Amendment Constitution business of mine. I know. What a pain in the ass I am, aren't I? Always reading this document, this Constitution. Good God. What's the matter with me? But it says right here, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting free exercise thereof. Now, here's the part that that's really important. Or abridging. 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 It means you can't screw with it. You can't intimidate people. You can't stop people from saying things. That's their right to edit how they speak. It's not your right. You have no right to tell somebody what to say, how to say it, when to say it, and who to say it to. Again, people need to start taking... You want to be a tyrant? Be a tyrant to yourself. Everybody should be a tyrant to themselves. The only person that you have to control is yourself. That's it. I can't be controlled by anybody. I just can't. I'm just not one of those kinds of people. And I've left jobs because of that. And I really didn't care. I got up and walked right out. And I could prove it. Right there in the middle of the entire company, in a big company meeting. You screw with me, I'm gone. I went out and got myself a much better job. I didn't give a damn. You're not going to run roughshod on me. I'm not going to give you that opportunity. And I'm going to screw you on the way out, which I did. And his company had to move out of New York into Florida. It didn't take very long, and it's now defunct. I got my LPO kicked out of the Navy because he screwed with me. I'm one of those kinds of guys. I do believe in revenge. I'm sorry. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. I'm just that kind of guy. You're going to come after me, I'm going to have to come back after you. It's just the way it is. You don't like it? Well, then don't come after people. Stay at home and mind your own goddamn business. Figure out who you are. Take care of yourself. Don't take care of anybody else but yourself. That's it. But abridging the freedom of speech. That right there, the intimidation, and this is exactly what's going on here. This administration is intimidating the press, which right here shall make no law respecting establishment of liberty or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or prohibiting freedom of speech or of the press. It says it right here. It's in black and white. I'm reading it. Or of the right for the people to peacefully assemble and to petition a government for a redress of grievances. I don't see anything here about of free speech zones. I don't see anything here about a permit to peacefully assemble. I don't see anything on here. I don't see anything here where it says that any administration has the right to intimidate the press so they only write what is favorable to them. I don't see any of that in here. I'm reading this Constitution. I've read it like 50 gazillion times, and I still can't find it anywhere. So why do they keep getting away with it? I don't know. Well, I think it's a combination of a lot of things. One, we have a very coward press. Oh, okay, Mr. Carney, I won't tweet any more bad things about you. I'm sorry. People are cowards. They're afraid to fight. Why are you afraid to fight? This government's not afraid to fight. Why should you be afraid to fight? Well, if you're afraid to fight, you need to stay out. Stay away. Shut up. Don't speak. Stay out of the conversation. Stay out of the war. You're bogging it down. Go back on the couch, turn on your television, open up another bag of Cheetos, and stay the hell out of the way. We can't afford people like you. We can't use you. You understand? We got to stand up to these people. Anywhere and everywhere. It doesn't matter who it is. Somebody tries to stop you from speaking your mind, you have the right to, well, tell them to shut up. You also have the right to continue speaking. Don't be afraid. Being a coward is dangerous. People die because of cowardice. That's why if you're you get caught for cowardice in war, that's why you were shot. Send a message. Because that one coward could kill out an entire battalion. Well, that's what's happening here in America. We have far too many cowards. And the entire country is now. Basically, well, we're being destroyed. We're not being killed literally. But our freedoms are killed. We no longer have the right to speak what we want. We can't tweet what we want. We can't go to the right. We can't go to church anymore because that's hateful. Unless you believe in Allah, then you can go to your church and do whatever you want to. Blow as many people up as you want. Oh well, it's their culture. We must understand and be compassionate. And if you're in Arizona, well, I guess you can kill your wife now. Islamic law says you can. Well, I'm sure Islamic law says you can kill your wife. But in the United States, it says that you can't. So if you want to kill your wife, take her back to wherever the hell you came from. Do whatever the hell you want to with her. But you're not going to do it here. You can't kill your daughter because she puts on makeup. And she goes out in public looking pretty. Well, here is some, I guess it's not really happy news, but, you know, it's kind of nice news, but it's very sad news. It's one of those kinds of things. A Navy veteran gets an opportunity for one of these honor flights going to D.C. to see the memorial of World War II. He's a Montana veteran. Died just 8 hours after finally having an opportunity to fulfill his longtime dream of traveling to Washington, D.C. and visiting the National World War II Memorial. His name is Donald Busker, 86-year-old Navy veteran who had been in hospice care since February. Well, his son, I believe his name is Jeff, said that he had the absolute time of his life. And he said, you know, what a way to go. He went out on a high note. He fulfilled his dream, and he gets home, and he passes away. So it is kind of sad, but it is also kind of, you know, happy. I'm glad that the man got to see the memorial that was built for him. The son also said his father was in his glory and toured the World War II Memorial and posed for a class photo with his former poker buddy, who happened to also be on the trip. And he was able to witness the changing of the guard at Arlington National Cemetery and was escorted, along with other veterans, through D.C. by police. Well, we do hear a lot of stories of people caring for the veterans. Those are people caring for the veterans. But what we don't hear is the government caring for the veterans. You see what I'm saying? We don't hear that. And now we've got veterans put on secret lists. I guess they found out they voted Republican, so now they have to go on this secret list so they don't get care. Or do they just randomly choose, well, we got too many people in the country. And Agenda 21 says there's too many people. So, there's a lot of people that have to die. There's too many people. So if we can't kill you with Obamacare and we can't kill you with anything else, we're going to find a way to kill you somehow, some way. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're lowering your quality of life. How many people do you really think, when you have a lower quality of life, and I've been to some very low quality of life places on planet Earth, people don't live that long. They don't live that long. And see, this is what it is. They only want the governing class to be able to live as long as they want to live, not the citizens. The citizens are their little workers. Little slaves, if you will. Oh, speaking of that, who was that black politician? I don't know his name. I've never heard of him. But he calls Clarence Thomas an Uncle Tom. He says, "Well, Uncle Tom. Well, he's an Uncle Tom because he passes legislation or his cases or whatever he does against minorities. How?" What has Clarence Thomas done? What has Clarence Thomas, what has he done? What has he ruled on that hurt so-called minorities? Again, I don't use that word. We don't have minorities in this country. We've got Americans in this country, and that's it. Period. Conversation just ended. Maybe if this jerk understood that, maybe we wouldn't be having this conversation right now. Uncle Tom. What the hell do they call you? I mean, white. And then he says. Well, the reporter says, "Well, that's kind of very I can't remember exactly what her words was, but basically it's it's a racist comment. It would be looked upon very unfavorably if a white person were to say it." And he goes, "Well, I'm black. So I guess that means if you're black, you can." You can say anything you want to, but if you're white, you can't. I mean, what the hell is he saying? What does that even mean? I don't like that term, Uncle Tom, any of this crap. Look, the guy's just doing his job, man. And so far, Clarence Thomas has been, of all the members on the court, he's the only one who's actually been consistently conservative. Meaning he's going to go by the law. He's not going to go by how much people pay him. He's not going to go by a certain a list of things that they have to follow along party lines. Well, law has nothing to do with political parties. Maybe if these liberal justices, I can't call them justices, because there is no justice in these people. With that Kagan and that stupid Ginsburg, God, that old bat. My Lord. I mean, when she tries to talk, it's like, sweetheart, you can't speak anymore. It's time to give it up. Huh? You're about, what, 180? And anything that comes out of your mouth that is semi-coherent is idiotic. But so far, Clarence Thomas, we thought that this Roberts, the chief, the so-called chief justice, we thought he was going to be good, but no, he turned out to be not very good. I don't know. Did he get paid off? This is what I want to know. Did the administration pay him off, or do they have dirt on him? That's what I'd like to know. What kind of dirt do they have on him that forced him? He had the opportunity. We would not have Obamacare today. Justice Roberts. Which I use that term very, 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 very loosely, by the way. If he had done his job, understood what it meant to the American people to not have their government control their health care, we would not have Obamacare today. But we've got it. We also have several Republicans in Congress that could have stopped Obamacare. And had the opportunity. The government was shut down. All they had to do was hold the line, say one magic word, no. But did they? No. They could not wait to surrender. So, but he gets back home in Billings. 8 hours later, falls asleep. So, good for you, Mr. Buska. Good for you, and thank you for serving this country. And if it wasn't for men like you, we'd have never won World War II. Men like him. It took men like my grandfather, who wasn't able to join the service because he was deaf in one ear. He wanted to join the Navy, but he ended up fixing the ships and building the ships. My grandmother was a Rosie the Riveter. If we didn't take the home front, we'd have never won that war. We'd have never won that war. How the hell did we win World War II in just a little over 3 years? And we've been over there in the Middle East for how many years now? 13 years? What have we won over there? I hate to be critical, but God damn it. Seriously, what have we really accomplished over there? That should be an entire glass factory right now. The place should have been leveled. We should have set the message. You don't tread on me. But that's racist. So go ahead, tread on me. I like it. I can't defend myself. If somebody attacks you and you happen to have a gun and you shoot them, well, you're going to go to jail. Well, how can you go to jail? You're defending yourself. It doesn't matter. You had a gun. So I guess if somebody attacks you, and women, if you're getting raped, you're just supposed to just accept it. I guess that's what we're supposed to do. I don't know. And if the government comes over and takes your land and shoots your cattle, I guess you're just supposed to take it. Go ahead, Mr. Government. I don't need the cattle. No, go ahead. I don't need the land. Oh, go ahead. Do whatever you got to do. You can go ahead and shoot me. Send your dogs on me. Tase me. Here's my wife. You can take her. Here's my daughter. She's suffering from cancer. Go ahead. You can taser her. You can knock her down to the ground. Send the dogs on her. Maybe you can shoot her in the back of the head from a helicopter. How about that? This has nothing to do with grazing fees. That's going on with that whole Bundy thing. And don't give me that racism crap either. I'm not going to buy that. I don't find this man a racist. What's going on down there has nothing to do with grazing fees or racism or any of this other crap. Speaking of racism, that idiotic Harry Reid, my Lord, that's another one that needs to go away. Up there on the Senate floor, does this man understand what the Senate floor is for? Why does this guy come up and he starts talking about Koch brothers and political ads? What does that have to do with politics? What the hell does that have? I mean, what the hell does that have to do with running the country? Of course, we all know what it has to do with politics. I just misspoke. But what the hell does that have to do with government? What the hell does that have to do with anything? That's television, Mr. Reid. And now he's up there bitching about the Redskins. Oh, God. Wish your team was named after a... American Indian. After one man. I can't remember his name. But he said he was proud. Proud of it. Look, when you look at that insignia. Now, before, the insignia on the Redskins was just feathers. But now look at it. I mean, you look at that picture of that Indian on there. I mean, you just see a proud man. He's standing tall. He's brave. He's strong. You can see it in the eyes. You can see it in his stature. And there's not Indians, Native Americans, that are complaining about it. It's college students. It's stupid white people that don't even watch football. Have no idea about history. No concept of history, because they don't teach history in school anymore. You're not allowed to teach history. Unless it's gone through the government channels and all the talking points have either been redacted or changed. They don't teach in school. That's the problem. And the reason they don't teach in school is because the teachers don't know themselves. How can you teach something that you don't know? I don't know anything about brain surgery. How in the hell do you expect me to go in, let's say, Harvard Law Medical School? I'm supposed to go there and teach people how to operate on a friggin' brain? I have no idea. Well, that's what's going on with these history teachers and these math teachers. All these teachers in school, don't give me this crap, teachers, that, oh, that's not true. It is true. Because I speak to your students. I know what you're teaching them. Every kid that I speak to under the age of 30 is a goddamn idiot. So don't sit there and tell me that you're not doing your goddamn job. Because I talk to your students. And they're stupid. You taught them. You manufactured them. So don't sit here and tell me that you're doing your job. The evidence is overwhelming that you teachers are not. Because if you do, you'll get fired. God almighty. I'm just sick of this crap. All of it. From every angle. And there's too much. There are so many things going wrong with this country on a daily basis, and it doesn't stop. It keeps getting more and more and more and more. And if you think one second that this, I mean, you think I'm frustrated. Well, there's a lot of other people that are actually being intimidated, being harassed, thrown in jail, beaten, literally, physically beaten. These people are going to rise up. Government, you need to slow down. Liberals, shut up. Stay out of every conversation. You can't keep pushing us this way, man. I'm telling you. It's going to snap. At one point, it's going to snap. And when it does, it's going to get ugly. I'm trying to avoid this. This is what I'm trying to avoid. But I am smart enough to see what can happen. Because it's done it before in the history. History does repeat itself. And one reason why it repeats itself, there's actually two reasons. The first reason is because people don't study the history. So it's guaranteed you're going to repeat it. And the people that do study history stand by and watch the people who didn't study history and are repeating it. I'm sorry. It sucks. I know. You can TiVo your stupid Kim Kardashian shows, okay? But you're going to have to eventually get off that goddamn couch and start fighting. Start doing something. Before you can even get into a fight, first of all, turn off the television. Get rid of the television. Start learning. Paying attention. Well, listen to radio. There's plenty of sites on the internet you can go to, other than The Onion and MSNBC and CNN. And even Fox for a lot of cases. I can't give Fox a pass on everything. I can't give anybody a pass on anything. I can't even give myself a pass on everything. But you're going to have to get yourself educated so you can learn how the government is screwing you. Oh, we can't do that. Well, here's a story here. Switching gears, I know sometimes I have to monitor myself. If I don't switch gears, good God. Never know where the hell we'll end up. But there's a bird a conservation group that is now trying to sue the feds over a wind farm because it's killing eagles. Okay, one, on the surface, yes, I can understand that, especially bald eagles. If you got wind farm that's killing a whole bunch of birds and animals and stuff like that, yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, but eagles are part of the ecosystem, and you need them. You can't kill all of them. You kill all of them, you're going to have problems. You need to let nature. When animals no longer fit in the food chain, they'll die off naturally. And it happens, including human beings. If you think human beings are going to be on planet Earth forever, think again. No animal will last forever. Maybe we might stay on planet Earth for a couple of million years like the dinosaurs did. But there'll be another group of animals come on. We don't know. Nobody knows. But what really pisses me off is here you've got children being kidnapped from their families right in front of them, thrown into psych rooms by themselves and lock the door. She can't get out, and no one can come in. And she's left alone with no medication. We got nobody suing that. No, no, no. But you kill a cow or you kill an eagle or a goddamn turtle, and we go to war? We go to court? We sue? Okay, look, I'm not saying that killing eagles are not important. Yeah, fine. Yeah, look, you're out there, these wind farms are killing all these eagles, but you do need them. Part of the ecosystem. But what I'm saying is why does it take killing an animal, an eagle, or a cow to get people to stand up and fight? But when you're killing people, humans, like Justina Pelletier and several other kids, we know of 44 that died. There was just another one just a couple of weeks ago that was found in a ditch on the street under DCF care. Can't get anybody to fight for that. We've got four people that were brutally murdered. One of them was raped and sodomized and cattle prodded in Benghazi. Well, we've got a few people stirring the pot up a little bit, but we don't have enough. We can't get ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN to even cover it. The only station that's covering Benghazi in the shame stream media is Fox, and that's it. Of course, they're racist, so they naturally have to cover, Benghazi, because it makes the president look bad. No, the president makes the president look bad. Fox News is just simply reporting it. So I guess if Justina Pelletier was an eagle or a cow, I guess she'd be released by now. We'd have something done? Is that what it takes? This is what I can't stand in these animal groups. Look, there's nothing wrong with protecting animals. My God. Indiscriminately killing animals, nobody. I don't know anybody who's for that. And hunters. Hunters are not for that. Hunters are much more environmentally conscious than all the liberals put together. One hunter. Liberals are not environmentally conscious. It's not about the environment to a liberal. It's about attacking the right. So they're just using the environment to attack the right because they know the right's going to disagree with it because they know that common sense people are going to disagree with it. And since the EPA is predominantly Democrat and liberal, they know they're going to be able to get away with it. Only thing the EPA has to do is go out and say something, and the liberals will just, And they do that all the time. They do it with everything. That Gina McCarthy, I'm telling you, Gina McCarthy, you are a piece of work, girl. You've got some issues, girl. You've got some problems. You've got some serious issues. And, I mean, just mean. You've got a mean heart, girl. You do. You can see it in your eyes, the meanness in you. And you're doing this deliberately. And we've got a couple more stories of the EPA. There's a story for the EPA every single day. I mean, I knew we had these government agencies were a little overreaching, I guess you might say. That seems to be the buzzword of the month. But once you start digging into this stuff and start researching it and finding out stuff, you can't believe just how deep, how big this government really is. I knew it was big, but I did not imagine that this government is really that big. Who would have ever thought? I mean, I've heard of the Bureau of Land Management, but who would have ever thought that they would have their own Delta Force? And the EPA? I never knew the EPA until this summer had a commando squadron. Why would you? And the post office, they need fire. The IRS? The IRS needs a Delta Force commando squadron. government agencies. You got somebody that's doing something illegal and they need to be arrested because they're a detriment to society. Well, you call law enforcement. That's what you do. Government agencies are not law enforcement agencies. It's just the way it is. But not anymore. How about the Food and Drug Administration? Do they have a commando squadron now, too? How about them? Oh! It's going to happen. I don't want it to happen, but I just know it. I feel it. I sense it. I see it. It's just simple psychology. This country is headed straight for another revolutionary war. And what scares the living hell out of me, here's what scares the living hell out of me. It's with this president. And again, we talked about all the generals that he's fired. Bush fired 2 in 8 years. This man did 157 Air Force officers, just Air Force. Not to mention on this list, I'm looking at all these. Oh, my God, this list goes on and on and on and on and on. Marine commander, Army U.S. commander of Combined Joint Task Force, Horn in Africa. I mean, these are high-ranking officials here. High-ranking officials, and the overwhelming vast majority of them have very long and perfect service records. And they were all very highly decorated. Maybe that's why they were fired. They were highly decorated. See, Obama doesn't want those highly decorated officers. Because those highly decorated officers are smart. And they know better. He wants the dumb ones, ones that will just simply do whatever they're told and agree with this agenda of the government, full government takeover. There's the police force and all these government agencies and the FBI and the government. It's all one agency now. It's all one together. The military, the law enforcement, the government agencies, it's all coming out of one vein. Well, that's not how we're supposed to be. Law enforcement is not supposed to be part of the federal government. Law enforcement is local. As local as possible. You've got state, you've got county, and you've got city. But now the military, they're becoming law enforcement. They're not supposed to do that. The military's not supposed to attack their own, but they're going to. If they haven't already, and the media just flat doesn't report it, which I'm pretty sure could be quite the case. But we have seen the law enforcement attack citizens. During that last year when that Boston Marathon, they were trying to find that guy, going into people's homes, forcing them out of their homes at gunpoint with machine guns. They're not supposed to have machine guns. I'm not allowed to own a machine gun, but they can own a machine gun. And if their hands aren't raised in the air high enough, the officer's over there raising it, you don't do that. Again, I don't care who you're looking for. I don't care if you're looking for the devil himself. You want to come into my home, okay, fine. You're going to get a warrant, and you're going to have probable cause. Now, if you ask me, can I come into your home to see if this guy is somewhere in here? And if I say, okay, well, then you can come in. But there's only going to be 2 of you, and you're not going to touch anything. But no, they don't do that. They hold a gunpoint at you, and they force you out of your home. But what if somebody said, no, I'm not coming out of my home? They would have shot them. This is the United States of America. We are not fascists. We have laws. And we have these laws for reasons. These laws are not only to protect the citizens, but they're to protect the law enforcement and the government as well. People just don't seem to understand that. Why? I don't know. I can't put the two together. Why people are so afraid of this Constitution, just it's mind-boggling to me. I don't get it. There's nothing to fear. And it's not even a difficult document to understand, for God's sakes. I mean, there are a couple of words that they use that we no longer use in our vocabulary today that you might have to look up. But other than that, no. And coming from Madison, which if you've ever read the Federalist Papers, my God, the guy is just babbles for, I mean, worse than me, for God's sakes. But when it comes to this Constitution, no, there's no babbling. Simple, right straight to the frickin' point. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. Which if there is ever a time for the Second Amendment to be used right friggin' now is it. This is the time. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not shall be infringed, but shall not be infringed. And look at all the infringement of arms rights in Chicago. How well has that worked out? How about New York, Philadelphia, all these cities that ban guns? How's that worked out for you? Huh? Has your murder rate gone down? No, it's gone up. And why has it gone up? Because the criminals don't buy guns at the gun shops. They don't buy them legally. And they know that the guns are illegal in the city. So they know nobody else is going to have a gun. So, hey, this is free, you know, it's easy pickings. You can pick somebody off, shoot them anytime they want to. They can't shoot back. Guns are illegal. Anything to destroy this country. I mean, I'm sorry, but government has gotten, it's gotten too big. And with this administration, I mean, yeah, we've had problems with administrations in the past. And we're always going to have problems. And the next administration, we're going to have problems with them too. But it's the amount of problems and the kinds of problems that we have. That is the problem. I mean, Benghazi alone, I'm sorry, I can't leave that alone. I can't leave any of this stuff alone. Again, it's important. If it's important, it's important. If it's not important, it's not important. There is no such thing as more important. I don't believe in that. I never did, and I don't think I ever will. If it's important, it's important. Period. It goes into the important sack. If it's not important, it goes into the non-important sack. Meaning, once you've got all the important stuff taken care of, and you've got some extra time on your hand, and Kim Kardashian's not on, and you're out of Cheetos, and you got the dog sitting on the couch and there's no room, well, then you can start farting around with the unimportant crap. And then all this stuff is important. It needs to be fought all at once. I know it's hard. I know it's difficult. But we have to fight these people. They're fighting us. They don't seem to have a problem fighting us. We're defending. They're offending. Meaning, they are on offense. They are attacking us. But until we rise up and defend ourselves, we're going to be continued to be attacked. Until there's absolutely nothing left. And we are nothing but just a shell. We're just a little slave. You get up in the morning, you turn on your internet, and whatever government site is up for the day, and it gives you the plan of the day, who to hate, who to thank, well, that's what they want. They want all people thinking as one. Well, that defeats the whole purpose of being who you are. There's not even one animal, one cat, one dog, one moose, one bear, one duck-billed platypus that is alike. They all have different personalities. They're all individuals. Why can't human beings be individuals? Well, you can be if you follow the liberal doctrine. Yeah, then you can be individual because they're all the same. And if you ever talk to a liberal, they're all exactly the same. At least with the conservatives, yeah, they're a little bit different. And conservatives do argue with each other. That's fine. When I say argue, I'm not meaning like what liberals do, where they're screaming and hollering at you, calling you names, racist and homophobe, and blah, blah, blah. So retired Brigadier General, this was on Thursday, Robert Lovell. I don't know if he's any relation to Jim Lovell, the astronaut, but his name is Lovell nevertheless. And I was in the Navy with a Lovell. He's a good guy. Retired Brigadier General Robert Lovell testified Thursday before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Now, see this right here, this right here. The House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Why is it called a Government Reform Committee when we never get any goddamn reform? How can you have a committee of government reform when we never get any government reform? What the hell is the point of this committee? Okay, yeah, we got some great sound bites. The general comes out there and says all the right things. Okay. All the news outlets, they cover it all. And they're blasting all of the sound bites that they can. Okay, but what do we get out of it? We still don't have the president and the attorney general and everybody else linked up to it, impeached or thrown in jail, Hillary Clinton. So what did we get out of this committee? Well, we got the truth that we already knew was the truth. We don't need to have any more goddamn committees. We don't need any more statements from anybody. We don't need any more of these emails and tweets from these people. We already know what happened. The evidence is overwhelming of what happened. And now they're saying that nobody said stand down to the military, that the military never got the stand down order. Well, if the military never got the stand down order, why did they stand down? Now, the president is trying to say that he told his Leon Panetta, defense secretary, send all the resources in the region. Now, what does that mean in the region? Just send them anywhere near the Middle East, or does it say send them directly to Benghazi? What does that mean? Well, if the president didn't give a stand-down order, he certainly didn't give a stand-up order. But we do know, we do have testimony that there were men on the soldiers on the goddamn planes, loaded, ready to go. And they had to disembark. Said, oh, stand down. Go back to your barracks. Nothing to see here. So somebody had to give a stand down order. That wasn't the president. Who was it? Hillary Clinton? Was it you that gave the stand down order? Don't give me this crap. I'm not going to listen to this nonsense that there was no stand-down order given to the military. By not giving a stand-up order is giving a stand-down order, period. Again, it's no different that if you were to allow, which this government did, allow the enemy to attack, well, you might as well have been in there attacking as well. If you're going to allow someone to attack, you're just as guilty. I'm sorry, but this is treason. And Leon Panetta, I'm not going to listen to this nonsense. He's just following orders. Again, we all know about following orders. You do have the right to refuse an order, even from the president. If it is something that is morally wrong, like allowing the enemy to continue their attacking our embassy, that's morally wrong. You do have the right, Mr. Panetta. You should have fought with the president. You should have forced him to fire you. That's what you should have done. I know I would have argued with him. That would have been one hell of a fight. So I don't give a pass to Leon Panetta. Because he went out and he lied for this administration. Well, they couldn't get there on time. And we never send troops into harm's way without knowing all the information on the ground. I guess this son of a bitch has never heard of recon. That's recon's job. It's called reconnaissance. That's their job. They go into harm's way. As they're fighting, they're gathering out information and they're reporting back to headquarters to let them know what the condition is on the ground. That's their frickin' job. And it doesn't matter. You don't even need to send recon there. You can just send people there. That's all you have to do. Okay, fine. You get there and the fighting's over. Okay, well, you pick up the pieces and you clean up the mess. But if it is still going on, you kick the shit out of them. That's your job. And the military wanted to go. I know for a fact they were probably just chomping at the bit on that plane. Just come on, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. And then they get a stand-down order. I can just imagine the frustration these soldiers went through. Not to mention the frustration that those on the ground who, hey, look, I mean, it just goes to show you what a few good Marines can actually do. Why only four died? I, honest to God, I don't know. With the video that I saw of what's going on in the attack and all the evidence that I've been privy to, there should have been a hell of a lot more casualties than just four. So you must tip your hat to these boys down there on the ground who just fought their ass off. Well, they were a little frustrated too, thinking, hey, where's the rest of us? How come no one's coming to help us here? I mean, they've got mortars and rockets and machine guns and this and that, and all we got, we got 150 cal. I think there was 250 cals. One of them died. He was on a 50 cal, and he had a tracer, so they knew where he was. Boom, and they sent a mortar on him. But other than that, they just had their regular machine guns. Why there was nobody sent there just doesn't even make any sense. You don't worry about that. You don't think about it at the time. Oh, we got somebody being attacked. We got Americans being attacked. Okay, that's boom. That's gather up and let's go. Move it, move it, move it. Well, Mr. Lovell, General Lovell, says the point is we should have tried. Well, yes. We didn't try. Well, we tried not to go there. That's what they did. Obviously, they were trying to get Al-Qaeda to attack anyway. That's why they got rid of all their security. Why would you get rid of most of your security? After the Red Cross left, the British left, why would you do that? Well, obviously, they're making weapons deals. Now, even if that is the case, which I think it's evident enough, that this whole attack was over weapons deals. It could have been, they could have picked September 11th as, you know, the day to do it. But the actual motivation, we don't know what the actual motivation is. Well, that's because you do know, you're not saying it. The motivation was over weapons. Was it the 400 surface-to-air missiles that were apparently stolen from there? Was it over something else? How many weapons deals were being made? Well, something happened within these weapons deals that pissed these people off, and that's why they attacked. That's what happened. It has nothing to do with the video. But that's what happened. Why was the ambassador over there? Why were they making deals with Al-Qaeda? Al-Qaeda is the people. I don't care if they're about Syria. We shouldn't be protecting Syria in the first goddamn place. Or fighting against them, either one. We are protecting Al-Qaeda. We're working with Al-Qaeda, this president. Now, I know there was a lot of rumor, a lot of speculation, a lot of this, a lot of that in 2007 and 2008 when this creep was running for president, that he was a Muslim. Well, that's before, well before Benghazi, before any of this other stuff. So I'm going to have to go ahead and start wondering and start believing that this president deep down inside in the core is a Muslim. And for why? For what? Well, I guess he's trying to destroy this country for whatever reason. So what's he going to do when his term is over? Is he going to move to Pakistan, where he went? What was it at? I think he went to Pakistan, which at the time that he supposedly went there, Americans were not allowed to travel there. But since he was an Indonesian citizen, he got in no problem. Again, those are facts. I still don't believe this man is an actual American citizen. He might have paperwork that says he is, but in reality, I can't put all my chips down on that he is. I just can't do it. And it's irrelevant anyway. What is relevant is the actions that this man has taken since he became president. What matters and what's relevant is the actions of this entire government. All the government agencies, the law enforcement, Congress, what they have been taking is what's relevant. And that's what we can no longer have in this country. I just can't leave this Benghazi alone. I can't leave Justina Pelletier. Fast and Furious, remember that? Fast and Furious? I mean, that was so damn long ago. I mean, my God. And no, I'm not talking about the movies. I can't leave IRS alone. I can't leave those stimulus packages left alone, which were theft. You try stealing $800 billion from somebody. Go into Fort Knox, you take out $800 billion, and you hand it out to your friends. See how long you stay in jail. See if you can get reelected. And he goes on to say, this is the general, as the saying goes, always move to the sound of the guns. Well, yeah. Unless you're a coward, you move away from the guns. He later said the military could have made a response of some sort. Yes, they could have. There should have been a general, somebody somewhere, either AFRICOM or in Italy or somewhere. And we know we had carriers out there. There was one or two even. We had destroyers. We had cruisers. We had people in the region. We did have aircraft carriers in there. And those fighter jets, I'm sorry, but they go pretty quick. They go really, really, really fast, and they could have gotten there in a timely manner. The captain of that aircraft carrier should have gone against the government, gone against the president, gone against direct orders, and he should have sent some help. So what if he got fired? At least he did his job. But see, the military is not allowed to attack until the president says so. The military cannot just attack on their own. They're not allowed to do that. And there's reasons for that. Which, if you don't understand the reasons for that, again, you got to stay out of the conversation. Continue listening until you're smart enough to figure it out. But sometimes under certain circumstances, I mean, what do you do? What are you really supposed to do? Now, if you're told to stand down, well, that you normally, if you're told to stand down, normally the first thought in your head is, okay, somebody's already there. They've already got the situation under control. They don't need you. Well, that obviously wasn't the case. But he said the military could have made a response of some sort. Now, this General Lovell, who was stationed in Germany during the attack, which even coming from Germany, they could have made it before the attack was completely over. This attack went 8 hours. They could have made it from Germany to Benghazi in 8 hours. made clear repeatedly that the military was waiting for clearance from the State Department to intervene in Benghazi. Yeah, well, so were the personnel on the ground. They were waiting for the State Department to get off their ass, which was Hillary Clinton. So again, you may not have given the stand down order, but you did not give a stand up order, which means you in reality gave a stand down order. Now, was that from you, Hillary Hitman Clinton, or was that from you, Mr. Satoru? Huh? Well, we can't get that. Well, why? Well, because, look, this administration is the most transparent administration in American political history. You don't expect them to give you information. What's the matter with you, idiot? Ah. Also, the families of those personnel on the ground, they were waiting for the State Department to get off their ass and give clearance so the military can intervene in Benghazi. So were the American citizens. And I got it on the radio. I got the news. It was on the radio very early on into it. It didn't get on television until much later that afternoon or early evening. And I know that for a fact. Because I went up to my landlady and told her, and I loved her, and I still love her. She's still a good friend, even though she's no longer my landlady. She's moved in with her daughter. You know, she's a little elderly, up there in a couple of years. But we had a great life, and I went up to her, and I was playing the radio. I was playing. She goes, I can't believe this. She goes, I'm checking all the channels here. She can't find nothing on it. Well, we knew the very first moment that I heard that our embassy was attacked. You don't need to know any more information. Your embassy is attacked. That is a terrorist attack. You don't need the reason why. It's a terrorist attack. Period. Well, if you got a group of guys and they go up and they attack any kind of building anywhere, they break into your home and start attacking you. That is a terrorist attack. It's terrorism. Learn what the frickin' word means. Well, Lovell also sharply countered claims that the intelligence community and military initially thought that this was a protest over an anti-Islam video gone awry. There never was a protest, even over there. That was concocted. I swear to God, I don't have any actual physical proof. But if truth be told, if the truth were ever to really, really, really come out, I would not be 1 ounce surprised if it wasn't our government in some form, some fashion, didn't release that stupid video to these people in Cairo. Maybe they knew something was going on, I don't know, or maybe it was just a perfect storm and everything was happenstance. But it just seems to me that not only was Al-Qaeda coordinating an attack, but I think America, our government, seems like they were coordinating an attack as well. And I say that because the evidence is just there. We get rid of security. We don't send any military to facilitate the attack or defend the attack, which means that the government is facilitating the attack. And now we blame it on a video, which that filmmaker's still in jail, by the way. So I don't really have any information to think anything other than our government was instrumental in facilitating this attack, helping it, moving it along, ensuring that it goes through. And one way is to set off a diversion. Speaking of diversions, we're going to get into that. Oh, my God, we've only got 40 minutes left. I've been talking, I have one story. Well, it looks like Raquel's not going to make it today. Or maybe she'll call in later, I don't know. But she said she wanted to call in Friday. Is today Friday? Today's Friday. All right. Well, maybe something happened. I don't know. But she does have a new article out. So make sure to go on humanevents.com and check it out. There's new information coming about Justina Pelletier every day. We got to keep on track of this stuff. We got to keep on top of all this crap. There's too much. I know. It's an overload. There are so many things going wrong with this country. But you got to keep up with it all. You got to keep up with it all. And if you don't, well, it's going to be very difficult for you to defend yourself. And that's what it's all about. We've got to defend ourselves. They are on the attack. They are attacking us. We need to stand up and defend ourselves, period. Well, we know it wasn't a demonstration. We don't need to hear any more testimony. That it wasn't a demonstration. We know that. And even if it was, what difference does that make, Miss Clinton? What difference, seriously, what difference would it make? We got rid of our security. We opened the door for Al-Qaeda to come in and attack. We allowed them to attack by not sending any help. That's the point. That's what matters here. Not whether it was a video or not. This government allowed Al-Qaeda, a terrorist organization, attack. This government was making crooked arms deals with Al-Qaeda, which were the Syrian rebels. How deep is this president with Al-Qaeda? What kind of deal did he make with this group? That's what I'd like to know. Republican Daryl Issa, which, hey, look, this guy's saying a bunch of good stuff now, but that's too late. And same with that Lindsey Graham, and I've got some stuff that he said, too. It's too late, guys. Hey, ball, one too many times. You voted to give this president an open checkbook, which he can spend as much money as he wants to for a year and a half. This president can do quite a lot of damage in a year and a half with a goddamn checkbook and his magic executive order pen. Mr. Issa, you allowed this president to do it, and don't tell me that you didn't. I don't want to listen to it. You voted for cloture so we could get passed in the Senate. You're a creep. You are a creep. I'm sorry. I loved you. I did. I stuck up for you. I supported you. But I can't do that anymore. You stabbed me in the back, and now I'm going to stab you in the back. Screw you. I don't give anybody a free pass anymore. I'm tired of that crap. No more free passes. How many free passes have we given to these people? And what do we have to show for it? Well, we've got 91.5 million people out of frickin' work. We've got roughly coming dangerously close to $20 trillion in frickin' debt. Now, was that worth it? Huh? Well, to me, it wasn't worth it. Daryl Issa, at the start of the hearing, ripped the administration over these emails. Well, I'm ripping you, Mr. Issa. We don't give out any more free passes. All the free passes that we've given out, look at all the damage that has been caused. Obamacare, stimulus packages, Benghazi, Fast and Furious, IRS, which is still targeting citizens to this day. Today, right now, there's someone in the IRS office that is attacking a Tea Party member simply because they believe in, I know, here I go again with that C word, the Constitution. It is disturbing and perhaps criminal. Perhaps criminal, Mr. Issa? No, 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 no. Allowing the enemy to attack and continue their attack, that's not criminal. That's treason. And it's not perhaps. There's no perhaps. Well, we've got to go to court. We've got to, you know, we've got to make sure and get all the evidence gathered together and check it all out. See what the big picture looks like. No, there's no perhaps anything. You allow the enemy to attack? That's treason. That's criminal. Treason is criminal. But it's disturbing and perhaps criminal that the documents like these were hidden by the Obama administration. They're only worried about the goddamn documents? What about the government not sending people to help? But they're worried about a document, emails, tweets. Well, a few hours after the hearing the other day, The chairman of the Armed Services Panel, Representative Howard Buck McKeon, challenged the testimony of Lovell. Wow, this guy's a Republican. I don't know what the hell his problem is. Who was in U.S. Africa Command's headquarters in Germany monitoring the attack. The general did not serve. This is him. This is Buck McKeon. Which I think this Buck McKeon is also on my list over here. That needs to be fired. Let me see if he's on that list here. Buck McKeon from California. Yes, sir. Yes, sirree. He's on my list to be fired. I knew it. I thought I recognized that name. I don't know him all that well, but I recognize that name. If you are in California and Buck McKeon is your representative, you need to make damn sure he is no longer your representative. But he says, the general did not serve in a capacity that gave him reliable insight into operational options available to commanders during the attack, nor did he offer specific courses of action not taken. Excuse me, Mr. McKeon. My God in heaven, we have our embassy being attacked. It does not take a military officer to figure out that you send help. And you send it as quick as you can. My God in heaven, man. What about your neighbor? You got your neighbor being attacked. Are you going to go out there and run out there and try to help him? Are you going to go back inside and turn on the television and watch Kim Kardashian eat another bag of Cheetos? What are you going to do? Of course you're going to go and help your neighbor. Well, the military's no different, you jerk. We have no evidence that the Department of State officials delayed the decision to deploy what few resources the Defense Department had available to respond. Excuse me, Mr. McKeon, for Christ's sakes, man. We have no evidence that the Department of State delayed any decision? They still haven't sent anybody, and it's been almost 2 frickin' years. What do you mean there's no evidence that the state officials delayed the decision to deploy? What are you talking about? They still haven't sent anybody. What do you mean, no evidence? Then this asshole goes on. Lovell did not further the investigation or reveal anything new. What? He was another painful reminder of the agony of our military felt that night. What the hell, this man? I'm sorry, man, but I can't help it. This stuff sends me into Deep Space Nine, and I am not about to apologize for one goddamn word that I've said. Nor am I going to tone it down. You want me to tone down? Then stop acting like this. Jesus Christ Almighty. And now, God, this is Nancy Pelosi, I swear to God. I'm about to enter a completely different frickin' universe here, man. This is Nancy Pelosi. I swear to God, I'm going to try. I'm trying to breathe here now. I'm trying to calm down. I'm going to have a goddamn heart attack. I'm going to have a stroke. One of these days, I know it, I'm just going to, all of a sudden, you're not going to hear anything. You're going to be hearing me screaming like a freaking fool, and all of a sudden, it's going to be completely dead air, because I'm going to have a stroke, and I'm going to freaking die. Nancy Pelosi. Diversion. Subterfuge. Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. Why aren't we talking about something else? I swear to God, I swear to God, I can't believe that she would say something like that. How could you say something like that, Miss Pelosi? What the hell is the matter with you? How about if that was your son that was killed over there? You really think that you would want to have your representative say, well, Benghazi, 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 can't we talk about something else? How do you think that you just make those family members feel now, huh? How do you think you just made them feel? How do these people get away with this? How can you possibly go in front of the American people and possibly say, Benghazi, 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 why aren't we talking about something else? How the hell can you say that? Diversion? Subterfuge? How is this a diversion? We had four Americans that were brutally murdered, you goddamn idiot. One of them was raped, cattle prodded, tortured, and burnt. And you want to talk about something else? Okay. I understand. It's a boring conversation. And it was so long ago. What the hell am I bitching about? I mean, my God. And it was only four that died. I mean, it's not like there was a whole bunch. It was only four. I don't know what everybody's all up in arms over this for. I don't know why I send myself into Deep Space Nine over this. What the hell's my problem? I guess I'm the jerk. Well, at least Lindsey Graham, every once in a while, he says something good. But this is what he says. He says, the White House officials who lied about the attack are scumbags. Ooh, wow. How about you being a scumbag, Mr. Graham? I mean, my God, in sweet blue heaven, I cannot figure out how these people can say the things that they say. A distraction? How in the hell is this a distraction? We had four American brothers brutally murdered. We had our own government get rid of the security so they could be murdered. We had troops. We had combat veterans that have already been in combat. They were ready to go, man, and they were trained. They were battle ready, man. They were ready to go. And because we didn't send them, we sent a stand-down order. And we allowed our embassy to continue to be attacked. And if we busted anybody for this, I thought we were supposed to go out and prosecute all these so-called people that were attacking us. Have we done anything? Well, yeah, we did. We do have one person in jail, a filmmaker. An American filmmaker is in jail. That's who we prosecuted. You are the diversion. You are the subterfuge, Ms. Pelosi. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to divert this because you don't want anybody to know what you knew, that you did something bad. Your party did something bad. And that's, and going now that we're going to get into this goddamn John Boehner. This is why he doesn't have these committees. This is why he's not doing. We've got a lot of people that have been wanting since the very beginning. We need to have a separate committee on this and investigate this. Well, see, here's the problem. Here's why it's going to take forever before it even, if it even does happen, which I'm not confident that John Boehner is going to get an investigation going. I'm pretty sure about that. You see, because all these so-called talking points, these Susan Rice talking points. Okay, those talking points were given before she went on the air to members of Congress. John Boehner was one of them. So John Boehner knew this, didn't say anything, allowed Susan Rice to go on the Sunday morning shows, and then, of course, he criticizes to make it look like, you know, he's really doing his job. But he's not going to get a committee together because if the committee gets together, they're going to find out that he knew what was going on, and a lot of other members of Congress knew that the administration was just about to lie and give the lies to Susan Rice so she could go out and lie. See, they're protecting themselves. John Boehner, you're protecting yourself. You are a creep. I'm sorry. I used to like you. I did. I used to like a lot of these guys. But I can't like you anymore. I'm tired of you stabbing not only me personally. Because you stab one of my brothers, you stab me. You stab, look, if you're an American, you're one of my brothers or my sister. It doesn't matter. I don't have to like it. I can hate your freaking guts. But you're still one of my brothers. You're still one of my sisters. So when you stab one American in the back, Mr. Boehner, you stab us all in the back. And that includes you too, Ms. Pelosi. This creep. I mean, my God, I can't. I'm never going to live that one down. I read that this morning. I swear to God, I couldn't believe it. Well, yeah, I can believe it. Doesn't we have anybody in our government? Anybody? See, now, she can go ahead and say this. This is okay. Now, if a Republican were to say this, let's just say, you know, a Democrat was to die in Benghazi, and they were all for it, and a Republican were to say this, oh, Benghazi, 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 why don't we talk about something else? You think ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, CNN, you think they'd be silent? Huh?
No.
They don't even cover it. They don't even cover any of this stuff. None of it. They don't want to touch it because it makes their beloved leader, their dear leader, the supreme leader, the king of all kings, makes him look bad. They don't like that. Why this press corps for Texas president doesn't make any sense. There's no reason to protect the president. You protect the American people by telling the truth. That's all you have to do. You don't have to go out of your way to make somebody look bad. Just report the freaking facts. Stay out of it. You don't need to have your damn opinion. I don't need to know what your stupid opinion is. I don't care what your stupid opinion is. If I want to hear your goddamn stupid opinion, well, then get a Blog Talk Radio program, and I'll tune in and I'll listen to it. But when I read the newspapers, I don't want to listen to your frickin' opinion. I don't want to read it. I don't want to know it. I only want to know the facts. I only want to know the truth. That's it. Well, we do have the facts. We do have the truth. We know what it is. And yeah, Ms. Pelosi, I'm going to continue talking about it. You are the diversion. This is Boehner. He issued a statement Wednesday night. See, this is how this guy is. He plays on. He speaks out of both sides of his mouth. Four Americans lost their lives in Benghazi, and this White House has gone to extraordinary lengths to mislead, obstruct, and obscure what actually took place. Well, that's all. It's a great soundbite. You know, makes sense, right? I mean, you could agree with that, right? Of course, I will. Well, you see, Mr. Boehner, that's exactly the reason why we need a goddamn investigation, you idiot! So where is it, and why wasn't it done 2 years ago immediately? Why was there not an investigation 2 years ago? Mr. Boehner, do you not understand the position that you're in? You are the Speaker of the House. You have that opportunity. You have that right. You have that duty, that responsibility. And you're not taking it, but you'll go out and you'll make a little soundbite speech. You'll send out a tweet. Make it look like you're really working for your base. You're not working for your base. You're not working for America. You're not working for anybody but yourself. Why there is not an investigation on what happened in Benghazi? Why we do not know all the information right here, right now? When I mean we, I mean the American people. The government knows what the hell happened. The government was involved in it. But the American people need to know why their four brothers were brutally murdered and raped and cattle prodded. How about, Mr. Obama, how about if I rape and cattle prod your daughter? Huh? And then burn her. How about if I do that? You think I'd be prosecuted? You're goddamn right I would. Or if I let somebody else go and rape and cattle prod and murder your daughter and I didn't do anything about it, you think I would be in jail? You're goddamn right I would. But you can go ahead and do that to four Americans, allow them to be brutally murdered, and you go to sleep at night because you've got a busy day the next day in Las Vegas for a goddamn fundraiser. And you didn't want anybody to know how incompetent you were so you could win another election. Think about that, Mr. Obama. Think about your children. And then think about the four Americans that were brutally murdered, our brothers. Think about their families. How do they feel? You need to start putting yourself in other people's shoes there. Just think about it, Mr. Satoru. These are lives that we're dealing with here, okay? They're not pieces of paper. They're not inanimate objects, for Christ's sake. These are real people, flesh and blood. They have a heart. They have blood. They have brains. They have feelings. They have thoughts. They feel pain. You obviously don't. You have no feeling, Mr. Satoru. None. None. God damn it. And now, listen to this guy. This Tommy Viotor or whatever his stupid name is, the guy looks like, I mean, he looks like freaking Howdy Doody, for Christ's sakes. He looks like he's 14. And he's in the Situation Room. And he was one of those that briefed Susan Rice. Listen to this guy. I've got three clips here. This one, the first one's of a little over a minute, and the other two are pretty short. But go ahead and listen to this, and then we come back, and then we'll talk about it. Go ahead and play this.
That's a bit of a stretch. Now, what I'd say is...
People on the ground testified that they knew where the ambassador was, that they were very military in their precision.
I remember...
It was not guys that were coming to protest.
Brett,
they had mortars and heavy weapons.
Brett, a couple of things. One, I was in the Situation Room that night, okay, and we didn't know where the ambassador was definitively. In fact,
was the president in the Situation Room?
No, and the fact that your network at one time reported that he watched video feed of the attack as it was ongoing is part of what I think has been inaccurate.
Where was the president?
In the White House. Let me finish my initial statement. Okay, the notion that we could divine motives from a drone feed, I think, is wrong. And I also think that this idea that the military had the capability to rescue those individuals but chose not to, I think is extremely unfair to the military, and Admiral Mullen said basically the opposite.
In the ARB report.
Yeah.
Where was the president?
In the White House.
He wasn't in the Situation Room.
At what point in the evening? I mean, he was constantly...
Any point in the evening.
You know, it's well known that when the attack was first briefed to him, it was in the Oval Office, and he was updated constantly. And during that briefing, he told Tom Donilon and his Joint Chiefs and his SecDef to begin moving all military assets into the region.
So then when Hillary Clinton talks to him by phone at 10 p.m., he's where?
I don't know. I don't have a tracking device on him in the residence.
But you were in
Smart
the Situation
ass.
Room and he
I was
wasn't
in the White
there.
House. Yes, I was in the White House.
And the president was not in the Situation Room?
Not in the room I was in.
Okay.
All right, enough of this. All right. Too many things on this one little soundbite. Minute and 30 seconds. I had to calm down. I had to go out and get a shot of grog. Good God almighty. I mean, I can't believe this stuff. This is the kind of stuff. I mean, I just can't let this stuff go. I mean, I'm sorry. No freaking way. No freaking way. It's unfair to the military to say that they didn't want to go and send them. Nobody said that. I don't know what the hell this idiot was talking about. Nobody said anything that the military didn't want to go to help. The military did want to go to help. They were in the plane, man. They had the goddamn engines on and everything. They were on the tarmac. They were ready to go. They were ready to go. Of course it wasn't the military. Of course it would be unfair to say the military didn't want to go help. It wasn't the military. It was either the president and or the State Department. That's who did it. The federal government. Was it Hillary Clinton? Was it Valerie Goebbels? Was it Leon Panetta? Or was it Mr. Satoru? Or was it a combination of? It doesn't matter. The fact is, they sent nobody. It's a no-brainer. We've got Americans being attacked. Here's what you do. You send them. Move, move, move. You go, 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 man. You go. You don't think about anything other than getting there as fast as you can and kicking ass when you do get there. But he was updated constantly. He's updated. What do you mean updated? What do you mean updated? What, somebody comes in, hey, Mr. President. Yeah, they're still attacking. Oh, okay, thanks, Bob. What do you mean updated? What do you mean you get updated? So what are you doing in the Oval Office? Well, he was in the White House. See, my suspicions, I think, are correct. Remember when I said that he was upstairs eating dinner with Michelle and then going to bed? That's exactly what he was doing. But he was in the White House, and then this smartass, well, I don't have a tracking device on him. You jerk. What the hell? The smug, smartass creep. I mean, Brett Baer should have just reached over and just popped this little creep right in the nose. Right in the mouth, man. Just bam! But you can't do that. That's violent. But a creep like that deserves to get popped in the mouth. You don't say things like that, you little smartass. What's the matter with you? These are four Americans that were brutally murdered. They're not trying to protect the families and those that were killed. They're protecting themselves. I mean, that's sick, man. They're just protecting the president. How can you do that? I don't care who it is. I would never protect any president for actions like this. Even Ronald Reagan. I'd turn on Reagan and like that. Of course, Reagan wouldn't be stupid enough to do that. If it was under Reagan, you guaranteed we'd have people there. There would have been a lot more casualties on their side than our side. I can guarantee you that. Anybody else? I mean, Jimmy Carter would have probably sent people over. But we're going to send assets in the region. Well, I mean, what does that mean in the region? That's a pretty big region. So where are you sending them in the region? Obviously, you weren't sending them to Benghazi because they still have yet to make it there. All right. Go with this next cut. Get it over with.
Probably took precedent. Don't
sure.
you agree?
The ambassador's death, the three others who were killed that day, that is a tragedy.
Okay.
And what we should be worried about is making sure that never happens again. Instead, this ridiculous political game about talking points.
It's ridiculous.
Where we play
Don't you
gotcha,
think it's ridiculous? Listen, you're out of
creating
government.
Creating a
to,
cover-up.
Try to be straight here.
Ridiculous? We should be worried about what can we never do to happen again? Well, here's what you do so it never happens again. You little idiot, you little jerk. How old are you, you punk? You little punk ass. First of all, you don't get rid of your security in the hottest area on planet frickin' Earth. You don't do arms deals with Al-Qaeda. And if you are attacked, you send help. That's what you do to make sure this never happens again. What does that even mean? Well, we've got to concentrate on this. Never happens again. In other words, stop talking about this because we're guilty and we don't want anybody to know that we're guilty. So just shut up about it. Leave it alone. Let it go. It was a long time ago. We're embarrassing the president now. We're going to make him look bad. We're going to make him look like he's a traitor, which obviously he is. I got to go ahead and say it. I can't. Look, I'm not going to sugarcoat any more crap from any of this stuff. No, 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 no. No more sugarcoating. I don't give a damn. You commit a treasonous act, which is allowing the enemy to continue their attack, which is a treasonous attack. You need to be called a traitor because you committed treason. You commit treason, you are a traitor. Sick and tired of people sugarcoating. And then you got people, they don't want to say the word lie. So they say, well, it was a little untrue or a little this and a little that. No, you lie, it's a lie. Less than true. What does that mean, less than true? Mostly peaceful? No. It's peaceful or it's not peaceful. And Occupy Wall Street movements were not peaceful. Every one of them had to have a rape tent. Is that peaceful? How about it, ladies? Is getting raped, is that peaceful to you? Huh? Getting stabbed and shot, is that peaceful? I'm tired of these goddamn semantic games that people love to use. I don't play those games. And I have no skills how to beat around the bush. I just don't. I say it like it is, and that's it, period. Oh, you don't like it? I don't like you either. So what the hell difference does it make? Shut up. All right, let's play this last cut here. We've only got a few minutes left. I got to figure out a way to get back down to planet frickin' Earth. I'm still in a completely different universe right now. I don't know how the hell I'm going to get my ship back into port today. I think I'm going to be lost forever. I may not make it back Monday. So go ahead and play this last cut here. See what the hell this one's all about.
According to the emails and the timeline, the CIA circulates new talking points after they've removed a mention of Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
And then at 6:21, the White House, you,
me,
add a line about the administration warning of September 10th of social media reports calling for demonstrations. True?
I believe so.
Did you also change attacks to demonstrations in the talking points?
Maybe. I don't really remember.
You don't remember?
Dude, this was like 2 years ago. We're still talking about the
dude,
most mundane
dude,
process.
The thing that everybody is talking about.
We're talking about the process of editing talking points. That's what bureaucrats do all day long.
Yeah, that's it. That's what they do all day long. And dude, what do you mean, dude? What are you, Jeff frickin' Spicoli? What, you just get off the beach, man, huh? Dude? You work for the goddamn White House. You're a spokesperson for the White House. And you're up there talking to Brett Baer, and you're going to say, dude? Dude, man, this has been 2 years old, man. Leave it alone, dude. Oh, dude. What the hell? How is this little punk-ass a spokesperson anyway? Would you want this little creep as your spokesperson? I know I wouldn't. Dude. The hell? See, this guy's a smartass, and they get away with it. They can get away with it. They have the media. That's how they get away with this crap. People have been told for so long that anything that comes out of Fox News is wrong, and it's fake, and it's phony, and it's racist, and it's hateful. And they've done a great job at propaganda. That's what tyrannical organizations do. They master propaganda. Because that's the only way that you can tyrannize a nation is to propagandize them, which is nothing but lying. That's exactly how you do it. Hitler did it. Caesar did it. Everybody has done it. Every tyrant on planet frickin' Earth, from the very moment there was Earth, up until right now, that's how they do it. It's propaganda. And if you are that feeble-minded that you can't see it and you accept propaganda as news, you are not part of the problem. You are the goddamn problem. And that's the goddamn problem. We have too many of these people. Well, I don't give a damn anymore. I don't care who they are, and I don't care where I am. I'm in the supermarket. I hear stupid stuff from these liberals. I let them have it right there. I don't give a damn. I'm not afraid of these people anymore. I'm not afraid to fight for freedom. I'm afraid to lose my freedom. That's what I'm afraid of. God damn it today. Unbelievable. I better turn this ship around, man. Try to figure out a way to go, or I'm gonna lose it. I'm going to have a stroke. Because the next story I've got, and I've only got a few minutes, is with the EPA. Now I am just one story away from going into a complete cardiac arrest. So I've got to leave the EPA alone. It's not that I'm going to leave them alone, but I can't cover this story right now. First of all, it's not a 4-minute story, not with this EPA. There's never a 4-minute story with the EPA. Just the word EPA. So anyway, I want to thank everybody who was listening here today and had to put up with me going absolutely rip shit. I want to thank everybody listening on archives, all the people listening on their smartphones, everybody who's going to archive. I don't know what happened to Raquel O'K today. I don't know what happened to her. Maybe we'll find out. I don't know. But in any event, I want everybody to have a great weekend, have a safe weekend. It should be a nice weekend throughout most of the country. It should be sunny. Go out, enjoy yourself, regroup, and we'll see you back here Monday morning at 10 a.m. Goodbye, everybody. You feel that?